This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Movie spoilers. I'm getting tired of friends saying things like no spoilers about a movie they saw, even though a movie has been out for more than a month. I personally think if someone hasn't seen a movie that's been out for a month, people should be able to talk about the movie.
This one came up on our Twitter feed. Someone
totally
was asking about it, I think, with the release
Star
of the
Wars.
Biggest movie of all time.
It's kind of more of a statement, but it brings up a great issue.
I don't think all movies are created equal.
I don't think. I agree.
I think some movies you treat as if you could ruin them forever. And I'm thinking of things like The Blair Witch Project or The Crying Game or movies that have a major turn or a major hook.
Yeah.
And I think there are other movies that do sort of cross out of that territory. At some point, they become part of the general consciousness and something that you can talk about without always alerting.
So speaking of Star Wars, do you think that, like, I'm not going to talk about the new Star Wars. No spoilers. Just kidding. Back when the first round of three came out, four, five, and six came out, to find out that, like, Vader's Luke's father, I mean, that must have been just, like, a mind-blowing moment. And
yes.
That must have been one of those spoilers.
Yeah,
totally.
No. And sort of a decent respect
yeah.
makes it a courtesy not to do that.
And so, like, we're not going to ruin Trainwreck if we tell you something about it or the next, like, you know, Will Ferrell movie. But
not all movies are created equal. So I would treat them a little bit differently also.
In terms of spoilers, yeah.
Yep. I don't think that about a month is a bad window of time to think about.
Okay.
For something having been out before, you might start to allow yourself to talk about it more freely.
My thing is that when I'm talking with people about movies, I always ask, just like I do with games, as everybody now knows, have you seen it yet?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it yet? And if you haven't seen it, I'm just going to tell you if it was awesome or not awesome. And I'm not going to go into detail, but I'm probably going to go find someone else at the party to talk about the movie with.
I like that courtesy. That's a really good way to think about it, that you just take care with yourself and your personal interactions.
Yeah.
It's making me think that this is some behavior that's come from our information age, our online environment, that because so many people are talking about so many things in that space, it really is a courtesy there where it's not a one-on-one conversation where you can manage what someone hears, that you have to put an audience selector at the top of the article. That's really what the no spoilers is all about. It's saying, are you the right audience for what is about to be said here?
And
exactly.
I think that's
no, that kind of audience selector information is really important. When you're having a one-on-one conversation, you don't need it. And the point of etiquette here might be don't treat the person that you're interacting with like they're a general audience online. That you can, when you're having a discussion with someone, instead of saying no spoilers, you could say, have you seen it yet?
But
and that's enough.
Yeah. And what do you think about, like, you know, if the movie's been out for more than a month, do you think that I just have license to just start talking about it? Or do you think that I should still do that? Hey, have you seen it yet? And if you haven't seen it, then I can judge what we talk about.
Maybe the follow-up question, are you going to see it?
Are you going to see it? Yeah. Do you care?
Exactly.
You know, I never had to watch Titanic. A, everyone knows what's going to happen in the end. B, like, that's like a really no spoilers. Jeez Louise. And then B, it's like everyone talked so much about that movie. I did not need to see it. So I've never seen Titanic.
Leo would be so upset.
I'm not really worried about his opinion on that one. bottom line, I think what Dan and I are trying to say is gauge your audience and who you're talking to. And if you're talking to someone who's desperately wanted to see a movie and they haven't gotten the chance yet, don't talk about the movie in front of them. But after a certain period of time, you're right. You can just have general conversations about these wonderful tier one topics of conversation.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com.
You can also listen to our full-length weekly podcast. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and is produced by Infinite Guest.